Hello?
Hi, everyone. Hi, Julie.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. So I've just started the recording now, and I'm going to mute the lines so that we get a good quality recording. There we go. So good morning, everyone. Wonderful to have you on the phone if you're here with me live or if you're listening later. I'm Laura Cornell of Divine Feminine Yoga, and this is our second group mentoring call. We have a great group on the line today. We had our first mentoring call last week, last Monday, and we've had two training calls so far. We had the first one on Goddess Durga, Claim Your Power and Claim Your Passion as a Yoga Teacher with the Strength of Goddess Durga. And as you listen to that module and start to really embody the strength and the power of Durga, which is not separate from you, it is part of you. This is the strength and the power of the Divine Feminine, which we all have, men and women. This is our own innate power and strength. And when we can really step into this, it empowers our yoga teaching. And we talked in that unit about finding your niche, which really comes from your own unique life path and the way that life has called you, your karma, your destiny, your divine life purpose, and really letting that infuse your yoga teaching, letting that clarify your offering, and then bringing the power and the passion of Goddess Durga into everything you do. Then our second training call was on Goddess Kali. That was last Thursday, and we talked about some specific methods for releasing the fears and the blocks and those negative thoughts, the thoughts of our small mind, the small ego, which we all have. It's part of our human condition. And, gosh, it can make us live as human beings less joyfully. And wouldn't you know it, as yoga teachers, it can really hold us back. It can hamstring us. It can kind of, like, clamp us down to the ground so we're not free to dance with our bliss with Kali. And when we're not free to find our bliss, it's a lot harder to market. It's a lot harder to step out into the world with joy. It's a lot harder to tell people about what you do with truth and authenticity and love. And if we're not able to do those things, guess what? Our businesses won't grow. We won't reach the students we're meant to reach. And we won't have the joyful life. We won't have the joyful, thriving business that honestly I believe the goddess wants you to have. So that's what the unit about Kali is on, and we're going to look at some more at that today in the mentoring. And I'm really looking forward to getting some of you on the phone here with me live to work through some of these fears and blocks that affect all of us at whatever level. If you're a beginning teacher, the fears and blocks might show up around getting started. If you're a more experienced teacher, the fears and blocks might show up about really owning your strengths and your gifts and your passion, and maybe fears and blocks about really narrowing what you do to your core passion, because that's how you're going to grow as a yoga teacher, is getting really clear on how powerful you are and how much you have to offer. And if you're afraid to do that for any reason, and there can be many, it's hard to thrive as a yoga teacher. So we're going to look at those fears and blocks today. And then just to review, the two units we still have coming are Saraswati, how to really bring the creativity of the cosmos into your yoga teaching and into your planning, how to design your signature program that you will just love to teach and that will really be a higher level program that will come from your Swadharma, your right path, your own unique path, and how to do some of the writing that we need to do as yoga teachers, the planning for our classes, and how to do that with Goddess Saraswati. And then the unit on Lakshmi, which is about, it's really the culmination of everything else. It's standing in that power of generosity, standing in the power of the beauty of what you have to serve, to give to others, and the love in your heart, and then letting that just create the natural abundance for your business, how to give in your business in a way that also feeds the flow and the financial abundance of your business and the abundance of students and the abundance of resources in your business that will sustain it and will sustain you. So that's where we're going. And I just want to really highlight the Radiant Yoga Teacher Retreat. I forgot to bring this up again on Thursday in our last training call. But I really, really, really want to encourage each and every one of you to get there. Let me say this again. Come to the Radiant Yoga Teacher Retreat. We're going to be taking a lot of the same concepts around the goddesses, but we'll be able to bring them into an embodied way. So here, for example, we're talking about how to write your bio in print. And someone sent another bio on the Ning site, our online forum, so we can look at that today. But there we'll be able to talk about how do you introduce yourself, how do you network, and what do you say? If you've studied marketing at all, you know, people talk about the elevator speech. Well, really, we're going to talk about how to embody that goddess energy and the love of your mission and how to speak it. How to speak it from a stage, if you're giving a talk in a library, at a center, if you're giving a talk on the internet. How do you tell your story? What parts of your story do you include? What parts of your story do you not include? And how do you network in person? We're going to do more work with releasing Kali, with releasing the doubts that hold you back, and how to really stand in that truth of your power, in the truth of your mission, and own it. And there's something about a circle of women that is so powerful that when you see your sisters, it's like this vortex of love where sometimes we have trouble with our own self-confidence, but when you hear someone else, you just feel that love overflowing for that other woman, that other yoga teacher, your sister. And when you feel that for yourself, it's like creating a space of love. It melts away the fears and the doubts, and it strengthens each one of us with the awareness of what we have to give. So you will be able to stand in this vortex of love and receive the empowerment of that at this retreat. We'll be dancing together. We'll be playing together. We'll be listening to each other's niches, each other's unique paths, and celebrating that, celebrating our diversity and all that we have to offer and helping each other create our marketing message, helping each other understand marketing and reaching out as service, yogic service, and really getting that in your bones. We'll be doing asana together at the beach on Monday. We'll be dancing, and we'll be getting down to some serious work because I'll tell you, I'm a pretty hard worker. I love to work, and I love to play, and I really want to help you all succeed. We'll be creating our signature program together and sharing it in small groups. And planning for the abundance of your business. So come. And I want to say that I would like each one of you to come. And I was just looking at flights, and gosh, American Airlines has sales on flights into Jacksonville. You can also fly into Orlando if that works better for you. It's a little further from the center, but it's still possible to fly in from Orlando and instead of Jacksonville. And we have I would love to have each one of you come. But if you cannot make it, your bonus ticket can be gifted, okay? If you really can't come, you can let us know and tell us the name of your friend that you are giving your bonus ticket to. You would send that to Liz at divinefeminineyoga.com, and that person can sign up on our bonus ticket page. Okay, so it's again, it's Liz, L-I-Z, at divinefeminineyoga.com. Now, don't delay because there's a little inside secret. Sometimes I tell my people, you all are in my class who get to know this. My own mentor looked at the page where I was inviting people to this retreat, and she said, Laura, you need to do a better job on this page. You're not really, you know, putting your heart and soul into it. So I'm improving the page, and you'll see if some of you have already looked at the page for your bonus ticket, and I'm going to ask Liz to send out the email again today so you can link to that. If you look again tomorrow or the next day, you'll see that it's been upgraded, and there's more of my heart and my passion in there. So if you want to see what happens when I say, okay, I'm going to put more passion into letting people know why I love this retreat, you can look at it again in a day or two. But don't delay, because on Thursday, I'm going to be inviting my entire list of 4,000 names to this retreat. And at this point, you guys are the only ones who know about it. my private clients, and those of you in the Thriving Yoga Teacher Program. So claim your bonus ticket now. Don't wait until that page looks prettier. Just go for it now. If you can't do that, go ahead and let us know who you will be giving your bonus ticket to. Okay. One more thing about that. Carrie Krieg, who has just joined our class, is going to be with us at the retreat, and she's from St. Augustine, which is where the retreat will be held. And she will be our local ambassador. Okay, so she'll be greeting us and helping us with all the on-site logistics, and she's in this program. So if you have any logistical questions, you can ask Carrie about that. And Audra Grady started a discussion thread on our online forum about the retreat, so you can go there and just post, and Carrie's also posted to that. Okay? Okay, so let's look at the mentoring requests for today, for our call today. Oh, a number of people. Okay. So tapping requests or questions for group mentoring call 2. If I go here and I look, I have Jenny, who is encouraging all of you to volunteer. Pam Jackson said she would be open to doing the mental inversion as an example. Thank you, Pam. And then Angela also had a request or an idea for doing the mental inversion. This was on the post. The place to post, folks, and I do recommend that you do this if you would like mentoring, is to post on the tapping requests or questions for group mentoring call 2. Each week I'll put one of these up here. And just to be clear, next week, next Monday, we are having the bonus call on technology. And Liz, my virtual assistant, will come with me and answer all of your questions. We're compiling a list based on all the questions we've gotten and all the top questions I get from my mentoring clients. And you can also be there live to let us know. That's next week. And this Thursday, we are not having a training call. If you looked at the schedule, there's no training call this Thursday because I want to let everyone catch up. Okay, there's been so much content that we've already delivered on releasing fears and doubts and on getting clear on your niche, your passion. And I want you to really do the work there and get it in your bones before we go on to our next unit. So we'll have one Thursday off, and then we go into Saraswati. Okay, so Pam Jackson and Angela have volunteered for today, and Mary posted on mentoring, backing up here. Just so you know, Mary, next time you could post that on the questions for mentoring session 2. It's fine. She posted her bio. She said she would not be on the call, but she posted her bio. So we may look at that. Thank you, Mary. And so I'm going to go to the phone system now. And those are, if you would be willing to come on the phone and do a tapping demonstration or receive some tapping or discuss your fears and blocks. On the Thursday training call, we had Jenny come on the phone, and we worked with Jenny on tapping around her fear of failure. And it kind of morphed once we started the tapping into her like disgust with learning marketing, yuck. And that's the one that we came to the reframe of I'm an angel for my ideal clients when I step out and reach out to people who might want my services, and I want to learn how to be a better angel for my ideal clients. That was the reframe we came to. So we had one example, and I would like to do at least one more today, possibly 2 tapping. So if you're on the phone today and you would be willing to come on the phone live with me and talk about your fears and doubts, would you raise your hand by pressing *2? And again, we will get to at least one person. Angela, I definitely want to get to you for the the mental inversion posture. We may also be able to get to Pam. I don't know if Pam's on the phone today. Okay, so we have Yuli, Florida, hand raised, and we have Akron, Ohio. So we have two volunteers. Okay, that's great. That's enough for the tapping. I'm going to start with Yuli, Florida. Hello?
Good. Hello. Can you hear
Hi,
me?
Hi, remind me your name. I can.
Dia.
Remind me your name? Dia.
Dia.
Yeah, great, Dia. Wonderful. So tell me the fear or the block you're working with.
I'm having a hard time just writing. This has been an ongoing thing, writing, making things visual. Like when I go to teach a class or share, I can feel open with my heart, but it seems like writing, I really have a block with it. Journaling, all of that.
Okay, great. Well, part of that, it might be that the unit on Saraswati is helpful to you, but can you tell me a little bit more what you need to write that you're having trouble getting started with? What's a specific thing you need to write?
I haven't wrote anything. I just got my picture up there. I don't know where to start. I'm so inspired, though. I will share. I'm very inspired. I feel lighter. I feel energetic. I feel joyous about all of this that's coming, and I can see a vision, but I don't know. Like
okay.
in my
so
I've even I've even printed out the workbook. I haven't really wrote anything down. I am
okay,
actually frozen.
Okay. So has this been a long standing issue that you don't like to write?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Do you remember when it started?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever really written. I'm trying to think if I can pin it back. No, I don't know exactly when. I think it's just been longstanding. In school, if I have a test or read, I can fill in the blanks. I'm not paralyzed with the question. If you give me a direct question and I'm answering a fact, I can do it. I think it's connecting with I don't know. It's a true fear. I feel afraid.
Okay. And what is the fear?
Actually, I was able to write two sections on our ground and your passion.
Okay.
What is my fear? Maybe it's not going to be as expressive or represent exactly what I'd like.
Okay.
Or doesn't seem to flow, or maybe it doesn't seem as like from the heart.
Okay. So I won't be expressive. I can't flow from my heart when I have to write. Is that right?
I think so.
Okay. And how do you feel in your body when you think that thought, I won't be expressive?
I feel tight in my chest and a little in my belly.
Good. Okay. So you feel tight in your chest and a little bit tight in your belly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So before we get started, I just want to review for everyone the tapping points, okay? So this is on page 8 of the Kali unit, folks. If you want to just review the tapping points, they're on page 8 of the unit on Kali. And Dia, did you get to look at that, at the tapping points?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I actually listened to it, and while you were sharing that with her the other night, I listened to a recording, and I actually did it. And I could feel relief from her as you were going through it. It was really cool.
Yep, you were getting the borrowed benefits. Great. Okay.
Yeah, and I've actually printed out our I even have it in a binder.
Good for you. Okay, great. Great.
So it was page 8.
Okay. Yep, page 8 is where the pictures of the tapping points are. And there's one more that's not in the picture that I often use sometimes is the karate chop point on your hand, on the side of the hand.
Mm-hmm.
You make kind of a light fist with one hand, and then you tap with your fingers along the side of your hand with the other hand.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing I want to say, too, I think with this program, I have had a hard time promoting myself. I've never even had a business card made as long as I've been teaching and sharing what I've received for, like, since 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Never had a business card. And I feel like I'm also promoting myself.
Good. Okay.
Yes, I'm coming to the retreat. Absolutely. I've already blocked off my schedule.
Good, good. And I just want to remind everyone. I just want to remind everyone that since you have a free ticket, you sign up through our website. You don't need to go to Discover Yoga and pay them for the ticket or register through them. You do need to register your housing separately from us. And after you pay for, you don't have to pay for your ticket. Excuse me. And Liz, if you're listening, you can go ahead and send out the retreat reminder again and the invitation again to everyone. And once you do need to register your ticket so we know you're coming, it's a $97 no-show deposit. Okay, and this is $97 that you give us. It's what?
I'm just an hour up the road.
That's great. Once you show up at the retreat, you will get a check from us for $97. So you get that money back. It's not a payment. It's just to hold your place so that we know you're coming and we don't turn away other people when there actually still is space in the room. But after you get that, you will get the information about housing. There's some on-site housing at Discovery Yoga Center, and then there's some off-site housing that we can, you know, guide you towards as well. So you do need to register your housing, but first just kind of claim your ticket with the $97 no-show deposit. Okay, so I'm glad you're coming, Dia. This is going to be great for you. And tell me, which would you rather work on right now? Does it feel more painful, I can't promote myself, or I'm afraid to promote myself, or does it feel more strong, I'm afraid to start writing?
I think everything will come into place. I think my writing I have to do so I can go further, right? I mean, we have to get
there. Are writing tasks. You have to write your business card in order to print it.
Exactly.
You do. You have to write a flyer. You have to write a bio. You have to write a web page. The web page can come later, but you often will need to write a description of what you're doing. You could actually survive as a yoga teacher with doing very, very little writing. But
I think in this part of my communication. I think it's just part of, being able, to send out emails, because even emails I'll stop because
exactly.
It doesn't sound quite right. And I'm like, ooh, and once it's out there, it's out there. And even though it's a journal, it still feels very permanent.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So something about it doesn't sound quite right. It's permanent. Good. Okay. So I'm starting to understand where we're going. So, we're going to start the tapping. Okay, Dia? So what I'd like you to do is to tap along with me, and I'll tell you which point to tap next, and you can repeat after me what I say, or feel free to put it in your own words if they feel truer to you. So you can say what I say or say what you think. Okay?
All right.
I'm just making guesses here, but I'm not inside of you. So adjust it so that it feels really true to you. Okay, so I'm tapping the karate chop point.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Tap the karate chop. I'm hearing quite a bit of rustling. Are you?
Oh, hold on. I had you on.
Going on?
No, I just have you on an earphone, and I was tapping.
Okay.
Maybe does that help?
That's quieter, good. Thank you.
Okay.
Even though I'm afraid to start writing.
Even though I'm afraid to start writing.
I do love and accept myself completely.
I love and accept myself completely.
Even though I have this block about writing and I've had it for years.
Even though I have this block about writing and I've had it for years.
I'm open to a new way of seeing this.
I am open to a new way of seeing this.
Great. Okay. Eyebrow. Tap the eyebrow. I am so afraid to start writing.
I am so afraid to start writing.
Outside of that, I am afraid to pick up my pen.
I am afraid to pick up my pen.
Under that, I'm afraid to write in my journal.
I'm afraid to write in my journal.
Under the nose, I'm afraid to write on that guidebook Laura gave us.
I'm afraid to write in that guidebook that Laura gave us.
On the chin, I'm afraid to send an email.
I'm afraid to send an email.
Under the collarbone, I'm afraid of all of these things and more.
I'm afraid of all of these things and more.
Under the arm, I've got so much fear inside of me.
I do. I have so much fear inside of me.
On the crown of the head, I'm just a big ball of fear.
I'm a big ball of fear.
Eyebrow, I can't believe how scared I get.
I can't believe how scared I get.
Outside of the eye, it's just a journal.
It's just a journal.
Under the eye, but something about it seems so permanent.
But something about it seems so permanent.
Under the nose, what if I write the wrong thing?
What if I write the wrong thing?
On the chin, what if I can't express myself correctly?
What if I can't express myself correctly?
Under the collarbone, what if I can't express myself from my heart?
What if I can't express myself from the heart?
Under them, I feel so stuck.
I feel so stuck.
Kind of the head, it's just a journal.
It's just a journal.
Eyebrow, it's just a workbook.
It's just a workbook.
Outside of the eye, part of me knows it really doesn't matter if I get it right or not.
Yeah, part of me does know it doesn't matter if I get it wrong or right or not.
Under the eyebrow, but I'm still scared.
But I am still scared.
Under the nose, I judge myself for not writing beautifully enough.
I judge myself for not writing beautifully enough.
Chin, I judge myself for not being connected to my heart.
I judge myself for not being connected to my heart.
Under the collarbone, I judge myself a lot.
I judge myself a whole lot.
Yeah.
I am my own worst.
My own worst critic. Okay. Did you say critic? I'm my own worst critic?
Yeah.
Yeah, under the arm, I am my own worst critic.
I am my own worst critic.
Okay, crown of the head, I am my own worst critic.
I am my own worst critic.
Eyebrow, I am so hard on myself.
I am so hard on myself.
Outside of the eye, everything I write, I think is not good enough.
Everything I write, I think is not good enough.
Under the eye, I know I should send an email to my people.
I know I should send an email to my people.
Under the nose, I care about the students I teach.
I care about the students that I teach.
Chin, I want to reach out to them.
I want to reach out to them.
Under the collarbone, but an email feels so permanent.
An email feels so permanent.
Under the arm, once you hit that send button, you can never get that email back.
Once you send that email button, we can't get it back. It's out there.
You sure can't. Crown of the head. That is super scary.
It is super scary.
Oh, eyebrow, that is super scary.
That is super scary.
Outside of that, what if I put a mistake in the email?
Oh, what if I put a mistake in the email?
Under the eye, that would be so embarrassing.
That would be so embarrassing. I was just going to make a joke. It would just
what
be horrific.
You say?
It would just
under
be,
the nose, that would be horrific. Such a
that
faux pas.
Yeah.
On the chin, what a faux pas.
What a faux pas.
Oh. Under the collarbone, I don't think I would survive.
Oh, I would. Yeah, I don't think it's that bad. I'll say it. I don't think I'll survive.
But I still can't do it.
But I still can't do it.
I still can't do it. Okay. Under the arm. I know in my heart I want to teach yoga.
I know in my heart I want to teach yoga.
Crown of the head. And I can get up there and teach a class.
And I can get up there and teach a class.
I wrote, but God has forbid I should write it down.
But God forbid I have to write it down.
Outside of the eye, what if I write it down wrong?
What if I write it down wrong?
Under the eye, what if I'm not connected to my heart when I write it down?
What if I'm not connected to my heart when I write it down?
Under the nose, I am so afraid to pick up that pen and write.
I'm so afraid to pick up the pen and write. Or the keyboard.
I am. I'm afraid to write. Over
I'm
the
afraid
keyboard.
To write. Over
under the
keyboard.
Collarbone. I'm afraid to write on the keyboard or with my pen.
I'm afraid to write on the keyboard or with my pen.
Okay, under the arm. And the worst part of being afraid to write. Okay, Dia, what's
and
the worst part of being
afraid to write? The worst part about being afraid to write is not sharing what I would love to put out there. I have so much to share, but it's preventing them from getting what I have to offer.
Beautiful. Crown of the head. I have so much to share.
I have so much to share.
Eyebrow. I have so much to share.
I have so much to share.
Outside of the eye. I have so much to share.
I have so much to share.
Under the eye. I have so much to share.
I have so much to share.
Under the nose, I really care about my teaching.
I really care about my teaching.
On the chin, I really care about my students.
I really care about my students.
Under the collarbone, and I care about all the students I could be helping that I haven't met yet.
I care about all the students I would love to share with that I haven't met yet.
Under the arm, I really care about my students.
I really care about my students.
Crown of the head. I wonder if there's another way to see this.
I wonder if there's another way to see this.
Eyebrow. I wonder if I could think about myself a little bit less.
I wonder if I could think about myself a little bit less.
Outside of the eye and the people I want to help a little more.
And the people I want to help a little bit more.
Under the eye. I wonder if when I sit down with my keyboard.
I wonder if when I sit down with my keyboard.
Under the nose, I could bring to mind a picture of one of my favorite students.
I could bring to mind a picture of my favorite students.
On the chin. And pay attention to her. Pay attention to that in my heart more than my fear.
And pay attention more to that than of my fear. That would be great.
The collarbone. I wonder if I could let my love be stronger than my fear.
I wonder if I could let my love be stronger than my fear.
Under the arm. I wonder if I could let myself off the hook for not being perfect.
I wonder if I could let myself off the hook for not being perfect.
Crown of the head. I wonder if I could let myself off the hook for not always writing perfectly.
I wonder if I could let myself off the hook for not always writing perfectly.
Eyebrow, I wonder if I could remember how much I have to share.
I wonder if I could remember how much I have to share.
Outside of the eye, and how important it is to me to share it.
And how important it is for me to share it.
Under the eye, and let that be stronger than my fear.
And let that be stronger than my fear.
Okay, take a breath. Okay, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
I feel like I've been irrational.
You've been normal. You've been totally normal. Yeah. So I didn't ask you before we started on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm afraid to write, how strong is it? But if I were going to ask you that now on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm afraid to write, how strong is that?
It's made it a 5. Before it was like I was gripped. I felt gripped. That's why I had to mention it. I obviously haven't read on the computer, so it was very high. Now I feel like it's probably a 5.
Yeah.
If I can stick with it. So before I write, would I do this tapping again or just come to the breath? Or I mean, I try to do meditation or stuff before, but then it's like right when I put the pen, all of a sudden it comes back again. But
good awareness.
Should I
tap? I would tap. You might tap on this every day for the next week or two. I'm afraid to write. I'm afraid it won't be perfect. I'm afraid to send an email. I'm afraid to work on this workbook. I'm afraid to write in this journal. And just enter the fear while you're tapping and notice whatever comes up, all the related thoughts, and tap on all the related thoughts. And then see if you can release it just a little bit as you're tapping and then go to the reframe. And the reframe that we came to today was how much you want to share. So can you know, the reframe is, I'm ready to let my love be stronger than my fear.
Yeah, that's big.
I'm ready to
and
let my... It is big.
Mm-hmm.
Very big. So I would tap on that as well, but tap on the fear. You know, we did a good piece of work just now, and so you may be ready to do a little bit of writing. And
I have my notebook.
Yeah, and after this mentoring session is up, and do post, and I know this is writing, on the Ning site.
Yeah, that's where I'm struggling. Yeah, I haven't posted yet because I'm like, okay, how do I present myself and share but keep it simple? But, you know, I just need to and overcome some fears with technical things. But I feel excited.
I am sure.
You know, I have a fear, but I feel excited at the same time.
And, you know, you're the one that I'm talking to right now. I am sure that there are 10 or 20 people feeling exactly like you're feeling right now. Like they would love to introduce themselves, but they're afraid to introduce themselves. Or they would love to raise their hand, and they're not, you know, good for you for raising your hand. So just say, you know, when I put up ahas from the mentoring call, go on there and say, wow, here I am. I'm writing a sentence, you know?
And that will be a big deal. I can't wait. And, you know,
what taught me
coming into this program was when you had mentioned fears and doubts. I'm like, I thought I was the only one. You know, like there's so much I want to share. There's so much I want to do. It's not just – it is mainly in writing, but it's also some things to articulate besides just in the box of the classroom. You know, I want to expand, but I feel a block, and I feel a doubt, and there's a fear. And all of this is all tied together. It's just the writing
it's
is the bigger
totally
one right now. But
it's
yeah.
totally
Thank you.
Tied together. You are so right. Well, wonderful. And do – if it's only one sentence – I'm here, everybody. I look, you know. Let us know.
Well, sometimes there's
tomorrow.
A floodgate. You know, the problem is sometimes streamlining the floodgate is like, you know, you want to write, but you want to have too much information that just goes on and on.
Sure.
So
that's
that better part of what I have to work on.
Would you like to hear me respond to that?
Yes.
Okay. So that's a better quality problem to have. It is a problem, but it's a better quality problem because if you have too much material, you can always cut it back. When I'm learning to write, like if I'm writing, come to the retreat page, right, or come to this program or planning a talk, if you have too much information, you can write your outline, you can write your email, and then you can X out paragraphs. You can tone it down. My suggestion is to let your passion flow in your and you might even want to get one of those locked journals that children have that might help you that no one else will ever look in it and just write, you know, do 3 pages in the morning and just write your heart out. Let it be the floodgate. Open the floodgate.
Okay.
If there is a flood there that wants to come, let it out and then when you want to send an email or you want to create a talk or you want to create a flyer, go into the journal and just pull out 2 or 3 paragraphs.
Okay, I'm still looking forward to open and see where this leads. This is just, it's really cool to see how all this is going to open up because I believe all of us need this, like you were, you know, the first thing that brought me to the program was we don't have this training, you know, and where do we share and who do you talk to?
So I'm so thankful for what you're having to offer and looking forward to where all this takes all of us.
I'm so happy for you, and I'm really glad to see where this goes for you too, Dia. Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was great. Okay, I'm going to mute you. Great. Okay. Beautiful example, beautiful work. Thank you, Dia. And now I'm going to unmute Julie Norman. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm great. How can I help you?
Oh, well, that was wonderful to listen to, and I was in tears. So I think I got some mutual benefit there, too. What made me star in was the largest limiting belief I've identified is, and I will cry, is that I'm afraid that people won't believe it's important enough and big enough, and it's such a contrast to what's in my heart and what I know when I'm actually doing the work. I work one-on-one with clients now. I teach a karma class on body image. I've run some of my body karma healing workshops, but the block is at the point of really releasing it onto the web and really moving outside of kind of my comfort zone of my clients and my close tribe. There's some technological blocks up there too, but this is the big underlying one that I'm really noticing keeps coming up.
Okay, great. And so you've described it really well, that you are in your comfort zone, you're doing well with your clients one-on-one, and now you're ready to expand, and so the fears and doubts are coming up in the expansions. Totally to be expected. And it sounds like what you're saying, you work with body image, helping women with their body image and body karma healing. Okay.
Yes.
And your concern, you know how important this is, and your concern is that when you are public, not everyone will agree with you that this matters.
Exactly. And I think it's, you know, a lot of it has to do. I've worked as a dietitian and then more recently as a yoga teacher in eating disorders treatment for 13 years. I'm recovered myself. And even in the field with body image, it's the last thing that's attended to. And what I think it's because most people are uncomfortable in their bodies, including the therapists. And it's been a very large frustration for me all along. In fact, at two of the treatment centers I've worked at, I ran the body image group simply because all the other therapists weren't comfortable enough to do it. And it's such a limiting aspect of treatment out there. And so in putting it out there, I'm really kind of – what's that?
Is the issue, Julie, that you have a unique perspective that body image is a key and that other theoreticians do not agree with you, or they don't see that, and it might even be threatening to them?
100%, yes.
Okay. Yes. And so what's happened is, as a way of managing being unique, you have stayed small so you wouldn't have – other people wouldn't have to notice that you are unique or different from them. Right.
I think that's a huge part of it, yes.
Okay, great. No, I get it. I really, really get it.
Yeah.
All right. So let's start tapping. We'll do the – and everybody else, again, you can all tap along with us and get the borrowed benefits here. Thank you so much, Julie. And, again, you can just repeat what I say or say whatever is truer for you, okay? I'm just going to make some guesses. Okay. Tapping the karate chop point. I'm really afraid to go public with what I believe.
I'm really afraid to go public with what I believe.
But even though I'm afraid, I do love and accept myself.
And even though I'm afraid, I do love and accept myself.
I'm afraid people will just brush me off as unimportant.
I'm afraid I will be brushed off as unimportant.
And I'm open to a new way of seeing that.
and I'm open to a new way of seeing that.
Okay, eyebrow. I am really scared to expand.
I'm really scared to expand.
Outside of the eye, I know how much I've been helping my clients one-on-one.
I know how much I've been helping my clients one-on-one.
Under the eye, what I'm doing works.
What I am doing works.
Under the eye, I know I can help women with eating disorders.
I know I can continue to help women heal their body image.
On the chin, I help women heal body image.
I help women heal body image.
Under the collarbone, and I know I'm really good at it.
And I know I'm really good at it.
Under the arm, but still, so far I've stayed small.
But so far I've stayed small.
Crown of the head, I haven't really shared my expertise.
I have yet to really share my expertise.
Eyebrow, I haven't shared the power of what I know is true.
I have yet to share the power of what I know is true.
On the eye, I've stayed small because it's scary to go big.
I stayed small because it's scary to go big.
Under the eye, I'm really scared to go public.
I'm really scared to go public.
Under the nose, I'm scared people won't agree with me.
I'm scared people will not agree with me.
On the chin, I'm scared they'll brush me off.
I'm afraid I won't be valid because I'm not a therapist.
Okay. Under the collarbone, I'm afraid they'll brush me off because I don't have the same credentials they have.
I'm afraid I will be brushed off because of credentials.
Under the collarbone. And that makes me scared to get started.
And that makes me scared to grow.
Crown of the head. And my biggest fear of what will happen is, so Julie, what's the biggest fear once you start putting your message out there in a bigger way of what people will say?
That I'll lose myself in it.
What do you mean? Say more.
I fears around losing the, you know, being too busy, getting lost in. I have a tendency to busy myself, and I've worked so hard to come back to quietude and serenity, but I don't know how those two are going to mesh.
Okay. Okay, so Julie, I want to be really clear that this is a different issue. It's totally
okay.
Fine. It's normal. It's shifting,
yeah.
Right? So we started with, I'm afraid people won't take me seriously. And that's one. I want we can go there. I'll go there with you. And I just want you to notice when you're keeping in your journal and when you're keeping in your in your record of the different limiting beliefs that you're working on transforming, that these are two separate limiting beliefs. So we started with, I'm afraid people won't take me seriously. And now we're on to, I'm afraid I'll lose the calm and quietude that I've worked so hard to achieve.
Right.
Okay? So you would write those down as, and those are two different categories of limiting beliefs. Okay, so let's go on. I'm afraid my life will get too hectic if I grow.
I'm afraid my life will get too hectic if I grow.
Eyebrow, it takes a lot to run a successful business.
It takes a lot to run a successful business.
Outside of the eye, so far I've stayed small.
So far I've stayed small.
Under the eye, and I've been able to keep things pretty calm.
And I've been able to keep things calm and safe.
Calm and safe, yeah. Under the nose, and I'm afraid that when I grow, I will lose control.
I'm afraid when I grow, I will lose control.
On the chin, I don't know what will happen when I grow.
I have no idea what will happen when I grow.
Under the collarbone, once I let my passion out of the box, what's going to happen to me?
Once I let my passion out of the box, what's going to happen to me?
Under the arm. I could get too busy.
I could get too busy.
Crown of the head. I could get way too busy.
I could get way too busy.
Okay. Take a breath, Julie. Now, sometimes we have fears and blocks. Just stop tapping for a minute and chat with me here about this. Sometimes we have fears and blocks that are real, but they're not holding us back. Okay, so
right.
You might know that you need to do some dialogue with yourself about your values and your boundaries. This was part of the work on Durga. What are your boundaries? How many hours a week do you want to work? How many classes a week do you want to teach? How many clients do you want to see? What is your ideal schedule? Do you want to work weekends or not? Do you want to work evenings or not? It's like you might need to do some work with yourself around setting your boundaries. How fast do you want to grow now?
I just did some of that this morning. And I think as I was doing so much work with I've been turning down a ton of work lately that is work I can do, like, very easily, but it's not exactly this. And as I'm doing that, that's so counter to me. I usually, you know, again, an old pattern is, you know, taking on so much and just, you know, people-pleasing and placating. And I've just been distilling down to just this, and it's stepping up the work, and now I have to trust this, and I need to work through these fears at this stage of the game. So absolutely, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, good for you for turning some things down. And, you know, one of the things that can happen is as you grow, you might be able to step into that empowered business model that I was showing you, where some of those people that you might not take as private clients, you might put them into a group program and be able to serve more people in a group program, and then only take on, you know, and then what is your ocean going to be? What is going to be your really deep offering where you really take either private clients deep or do training for other practitioners on body image that goes really deep and have more of your income coming from the ocean and then channeling other people into the river?
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
I actually presented Wednesday night to peers and really struggled with, do I play it safe and, you know, not put in my whole model and everything and talk about soul work and the depth of yoga. And I presented it, and it had huge, wonderful feedback. And actually my colleagues in the office, the one I presented with and one that got me the talk, they want to pay me privately to train them, to teach them that depth of yoga, because they had no idea that it would have this potential with our. Yeah, I know. It's like, whoa, but still the fears come up of like, oh my gosh. And then they're wanting me to train therapists. And it's like, it's just something I didn't expect. I never expected, okay, now I'm actually going to go train. But that makes sense if I can reach more clients without it all being me. It's that letting go of the control of it needs to be me so it gets done right. And, you know, I'm very protective of my girls. So, yeah, it is. And, you know, so sadness.
What is the sadness?
So, just that we're not doing, that we are, you know, that we're just settling for, if they have normative discontent instead of horrible suffering in their body image, that's success, and that's not success. That's, you know, the culture has convinced us that that's okay, and that's not okay for me. So that's why I'm here.
So I love it, Julie. I love what I'm hearing. Number one, I'm hearing that you are not settling for, you're raising the bar on what is possible for these women, that not only are they going to just, I love normative discontent. I love that phrase.
That's an actual psychological term, isn't it?
God, that's not a spiritual model. That is a clinical model, and you are saying as a yogini, that is not the goddess. The goddess does not want women to live with normative discontent. That no way. Is that what the goddess wants? So you are holding a higher standard for recovery of these women and a higher standard for healing for these women. And I love it. And that is the potential of yoga, to go beyond the normative discontent that therapy can get people to. Then that's considered healing. It's like, no. Yeah, and so good for you for holding a higher standard, and that. So that's number one. And number two, I hear you grieving that normative discontent is what our culture believes is all that should be the standard, and good for you for grieving that. And then I hear you also saying that you are at a growth point for yourself, and I'm so glad you're in this class because it's perfect for you. You are a growth point as a teacher that you have been working with private clients, and I hear you letting the cat out of the bag with your passion. It sounds to me like you went to your peers with the depth of your truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got surprising results.
Yes.
Good for you. And this is, you know, you don't have to rush it, but absolutely design that training program. You can start with one-on-one clients, design the training program, and then gradually you will do an in-depth training on how other therapists can bring their clients to a much higher level of healing.
Yes.
And you will reach how many more women?
Yes.
Doing
Thank
great.
You.
Thank you. Okay. Yay! Go goddess. Go yoga.
Yeah.
No more normative discontent. We all deserve to love our bodies and to be fully, fully, radiantly healed. Okay. Thank you so much for sharing. Okay, I'm gonna mute you. So, Angela. This is not muting. Just a minute. I'm playing with my phone system here. Okay, Angela, if you are there, because you had offered to do the mental inversion posture, and we haven't heard from you in our either last week or this week. I'm fine to repeat with people from the weeks, but I think I want to go first to people who haven't had a turn. So, Angela, if you're here and would still like to do the mental inversion posture, would you raise your hand? I think you told me you were in Alberta. I'm just going to unmute you. And Angela?
Yes?
Hi there. Do I have that right, that you were wanting to work on the mental inversion posture?
Sure, yes, I would like to do that.
Okay, great. And I just want to review for everybody where we are. This one is in your training manual for Kali. So it's the next page. It's page 9. And basically what this is really great with shoulds or judgments of the way things should be, right? So the tapping that we were just doing with Julie and with Dia is great for emotionally charged beliefs, a painful limiting belief, fears, blocks. And this one, the mental inversion posture, is really good for judgment, kind of like that angry judgment. This person really wronged me. And I do like to think of it as kind of getting upside down and just imagining the opposite. You imagine the opposite. You kind of shake your mind up a little bit while you're in that yogic place of noticing your feelings, noticing how the thought is affecting you, and imagining who you would be without it, which is also like a mental inversion. So If those of you who are listening along, if you can look at page 9, there's this whole sheet where you write down your resentments, okay? This is a whole kind of pre-exercise to get you clear on your resentments, and then you kind of pick the one or two that are the hottest. And you go on to the next page, 10, and these are the questions, and we're going to do this with Angela. So, Angela, what have you already filled out the judgments page and come up with a judgment that you have?
Yeah, I have done most of it, and I was wondering whether you preferred or whether it was, quote-unquote, better to work on an anger, can it be a personal one, like I'm angry with myself, or with someone else for this particular exercise?
I've done both. Tell me what the issue is that's the strongest for you.
Right now, currently, I would say with myself and related to a limiting belief, so I don't know if you've...
Okay, tell me about it.
So I run a yoga and journal writing retreat, and limiting belief would be around, and I think I had mentioned this to you in the forum, is the number of students who sign up or register.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm I guess the anger comes from knowing that I, in the retreat, we talk about limiting beliefs and angry at myself for still having it. So being, so helping people get through their limiting beliefs and then realizing I still have my own that I can't seem to get through. And specifically, I guess it would, if we're looking at the teacher training, it would be the number of students that sign up for the retreat. And so initially,
so what is your belief for you? What is your thought about that?
My limiting belief that I've identified is I start out by saying, you know, I only need 5 people to break even. So I have this upper limit, let's say, of, okay, 5 is good, 6 is great. And so I already have this upper limit of how many I think should register. And so the conscious and subconscious mind have the battle, because also I know that if I had no upper limit, then that would be probably more healthy.
So it doesn't sound like an upper limit. It sounds like a lower limit. Upper limit would be, that's just how many people I can fit in the room.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. And I, okay. Yeah, as a lower limit, but a limit nonetheless in terms of saying that would be all I would need with, you know, without having more of an openness to saying, you know, why doesn't 30 people show up?
Sure. So, Angela, I think we're a little bit in your head, and we haven't quite got to the core of this
okay.
yet. I know we're on to something. We're in the right direction. And so good work for bringing this here. And I think we need to do a little more work before we start.
Okay.
I'm not sure this is appropriate for a mental inversion posture, because it doesn't sound like a big should. It sounds more like you're afraid you won't have enough students. Is that right?
Yeah, I guess underlying the fear would be the fear of rejection, of not being loved,
okay.
I guess.
So I want you to take a breath, Angela, and I just want you to go into your heart and notice where you feel the fear and what is the fear saying. Let it speak.
So I feel it in my solar plexus.
Uh-huh.
Just under the ribs. And
okay,
it,
great.
I think a thought that comes when I focus on the fear is I have choice. But I'm scared to maybe take the steps toward choice.
Okay, what is the choice you have?
To be aware of all potential, to know that anything's possible, to work toward that, to take action toward it, not just think about it.
Okay. So that, it sounds to me like you're jumping to the reframe before you're ready to.
Okay.
Like, because it sounds to me like that's the positive thought that you would like to have instead. You would like to know that anything is possible, and I would agree with you that anything is possible, but I don't think we've identified the fear yet. I think we're dancing around the edge of the fear, and we haven't gone into it.
Okay.
And this process, the tapping, actually works better if you can let yourself drop into it. I know it's really scary. I actually know it's totally unpleasant, but it works better if you can go inside of it, because then we can release it. When we're dancing on the edge of it, we can't release it.
Okay,
so
working more toward what the fear is.
Drop into the depth of how what is the most scary about this for you. So when you think about filling your retreat, what is the fear? Tell me the fear that comes up when you think about wanting students to come to your yoga and journal writing retreat. And see if you can get inside of it instead of talking about it. Let yourself drop into it.
The fear is... Okay, when I talk about the fear, it's that the fear is there won't be people who register.
Nobody will come?
No one will come.
No one will come. Okay. And can you feel that in your body, no one will come?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And how strong is that on a scale of 1 to 10?
A 7.
That's a 7. Okay. Great.
And you feel that in your solar plexus?
Yes, still mainly there, a little bit, and also rising up to the heart center.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what is the belief about yourself when you think no one will come? What does that mean about you? What does that say? What would that say about you if no one came?
That I have nothing to offer. Or that
I have nothing to offer.
Yeah, I have nothing to offer, or what I'm offering is not qualified or real, or I guess in the world of business, like certified.
Okay. You do have a yoga teacher certification?
Yes, yes.
Right.
Yes.
So this is more, got it.
But there's always more, right? There's always more. You can always get more and more and more.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Does this relate to any older childhood fears or painful experiences?
I think of maybe not. I feel more it's some scar of abandonment or being left behind.
Mhm. Were you left behind?
Not as a child, but I feel that some part of me has been.
Say more.
That in perhaps previous lives or in certain elements of this life, but not like as a child, I wasn't abandoned by my parents or family or anything. I think I carry some of that from my parents because they were immigrants and lost parents, their parents at an early age.
Mm-hmm.
Both. So I feel that I carry some of that through to my life.
Mm-hmm.
Scared of being without.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not having enough.
Uh-huh, I think I'm getting it. Okay. All right. Let's start tapping.
Okay.
So Angela, just go ahead and tap along with me. And feel free to substitute your own words, if that is more true, if other words come to you that are truer than what I'm saying. I'm just going to make some guesses here, okay?
Sure.
And no one will come. How scary is that on a scale from 1 to 10?
8, 9.
Okay, great. All right. So tapping the karate chop.
Okay.
Even though I'm afraid no one will come.
Even though I'm afraid no one will come.
I love and accept myself completely.
I love and accept myself completely.
Even though I'm really scared it will be hard to fill my retreat.
Even though I'm scared it will be hard to fill my retreat.
I'm open to a new way of seeing things.
I'm open to a new way of seeing things.
Great. Okay, eyebrow. I don't know how to fill my retreat.
I don't know how to fill my retreat.
Outside of the eye. I get so worried about it.
I get so worried about it.
Under the eye. I think about it all the time.
I think about it most of the time.
On the nose. I think 5 people would be okay. I could survive if there were just 5 people.
I think 5 people would be great. I could survive with 5 people.
6 would be nice.
6 would be great. Nice.
Under the collarbone. But why do I limit myself so much?
But why do I limit myself so much?
Under the arm. It would be great to have 30.
It would be great to have 30.
Kind of ahead. Why can't I think about that?
Why can't I think about that?
Eyebrow, why do I worry about just getting 5 people there?
Why do I worry about getting 5 people there?
outside of that, I am worried about this.
I am worried about this.
Under the eye, I'm worried people won't come.
I'm worried people won't come.
Under the nose, that would be really painful for me.
That would be painful for me.
On the chin, I'm worried people won't come.
I'm worried people won't come.
Yeah, you're doing great. You're doing great, Angela. Under the collarbone, I'm worried people won't come.
I'm worried people won't come.
Yeah, under the arm, I'm worried people won't come.
I'm worried people won't come.
Crown of the head, I'm worried they won't come.
I'm worried they won't come.
Just keep tapping with me. I'm worried they won't come.
I'm worried they won't come.
Keep breathing outside of the eye. I'm worried they won't come.
I'm worried they won't come.
Under the eye, I'm worried they won't come.
I'm worried they won't come.
Under the nose, I'm worried people will not come to my retreat.
I'm worried that people will not come to my retreat.
On the chin. And when I think about that, I worry that I'll feel abandoned.
And when I think about that, I'll feel abandoned.
Under the collarbone, I don't want to feel abandoned.
I don't want to feel abandoned.
Under the arm, I don't want to feel alone.
I don't want to feel alone.
Crown of the head, I don't want to be scared about people coming to my retreat.
I don't want to be scared about people coming to my retreat.
Eyebrow, but I'm worried they won't come.
But I'm worried they won't come.
Outside of the eye, I'm worried they won't come.
But I'm worried they won't come.
And then under the eye, and the worst part of being afraid of this is?
And the worst part about being afraid of this is?
So, Angela, what's the worst part about being afraid of this for you?
That I'm not loved.
Yeah. Under the nose, I'm worried I'm not loved.
I'm worried that I'm not loved.
On the chin, I'm worried I'm not loved.
I'm worried that I'm not loved.
Under the collarbone, I'm afraid of not being loved.
I'm afraid of not being loved.
Under the arm, I'm afraid of not being loved.
I'm afraid of not being loved.
Crown of the head, I've carried this with me my whole life.
I've carried this with me my whole life.
Eyebrow, my whole life I've been afraid I wasn't loved.
My whole life I've been afraid I'm not loved.
Outside of the eye, my parents did everything they could to love me.
My parents did everything they could to love me.
Under the eye, but my parents weren't perfect.
But my parents weren't perfect.
Under the nose, and I picked up some of their vibration of loss.
And I picked up their vibration of loss.
On the chin, so my whole life I've been afraid I wasn't loved.
For my whole life I've been afraid I wasn't loved.
Under the collarbone, and when I think about inviting people to a retreat.
And when I think about inviting people to the retreat.
Under the arm, that's what comes up.
That's what comes up.
Crown of the head, I'm afraid people won't come.
I'm afraid people won't come.
Eyebrow, and I'm afraid I'm not loved.
And I'm afraid I'm not loved.
Outside of the eye, I'm afraid I'm not loved.
I'm afraid I'm not loved.
Under the eye, it's hard for me to know that the goddess is there for me.
It's hard for me to know if the goddess is there for me.
Under the nose, it's hard for me to feel her arms holding me.
It's hard for me to feel her arms holding me.
On the chin, I'm afraid I'm not loved.
I'm afraid I'm not loved.
Under the collarbone, I'm afraid people won't come to my retreat.
I'm afraid people won't come to my retreat.
Under that, but I am open to a new way of seeing this.
But I'm open to a new way of thinking and seeing this.
Crown of the head, I'm open to realizing the goddess has been with me my whole life.
I'm open to realizing the goddess has been with me my whole life.
I'm open to the love of the goddess.
I'm open to the love of the goddess.
Outside of the I, I'm open to recognizing how well I've been guided in my life.
I'm open to recognizing how well I've been guided in my life.
Under the I, even though I've been afraid I wasn't loved.
Even though I was afraid I wasn't loved.
Under the nose, I was guided to yoga.
I was guided to yoga.
On the chin. And when I practice yoga, I feel.
And when I practice yoga, I feel.
Okay, Angela, how do you feel in yoga?
Completely whole.
Mm-hmm. Okay, completely whole.
Completely whole.
Under the collarbone. I know I'm completely whole.
I know I'm completely whole in that moment.
Under the arm. I am completely whole.
I am completely whole.
Crown of the head. I'm open to remembering that I'm completely whole in every moment.
I'm open to remembering that I'm completely whole in every moment.
Eyebrow. I love knowing that I'm completely whole.
I love knowing that I'm completely whole.
Outside of the eye. I love the feeling I have when I practice yoga.
I love the feeling I have when I practice yoga.
Under the arm. And I know it's true about me all the time.
And I know it's true about me all the time.
Under the nose. But lots of times I forget.
But lots of times I forget.
On the chin. One of the times I forget is when I'm selling a retreat.
One of the times I forget is when I'm selling the retreat.
Under the collarbone. And that feels really awful.
And that feels awful.
Yeah. Under the arm. I wonder what could happen.
I wonder what could happen.
Crown of the head. If I spent more time reminding myself that I'm whole.
If I spent more time reminding myself that I'm whole.
About, and less time in the resonance of I'm not loved.
And less time in the feeling of I'm not loved.
Outside of the eye. I know that vibration will always be a possibility for me to slip into.
I know that vibration will always be a possibility for me to slip into.
Under the eye. I can forgive myself for having that.
And I can forgive myself for having that.
Under the nose. I can forgive my parents for being born, for having a life that gave them that vibration.
I can forgive my parents for having that vibration.
On the chin. But I choose the vibration of wholeness.
But I choose the vibration of wholeness.
Under the collarbone, I choose to know my wholeness.
I choose to know my wholeness.
Yeah. Under the arm. And when I stand in the truth of my wholeness.
And when I stand in the truth of my wholeness.
Crown of the head, that's the best place to reach out with yoga.
That's the best place to reach out with yoga and sell the retreat.
Eyebrow, I can sell the retreat from my wholeness.
I can sell the retreat from my wholeness.
Outside of the eye, I can know wholeness for everyone I'm inviting.
I can know wholeness for everyone I'm inviting.
Under the eye, I can envision the wholeness that will come to me and others through this retreat.
I can envision the wholeness that will come to me and others who come to the retreat.
Under the nose, I can stand in the truth of that wholeness.
I can stand in the truth of that wholeness.
On the chin, and I can share that possibility with joy and love.
And I can share that possibility with joy and love.
Under the collarbone, and I can release people who are not my ideal clients.
And I can release people who are not my ideal clients.
Under the arm, I don't have to serve everybody.
I don't have to serve everybody.
Crown of the head, I don't have to be the perfect teacher for everyone.
I don't have to be the perfect teacher for everyone.
Eyebrow, so it's okay if not everyone steps into my retreat?
So it's okay if everyone doesn't step into the retreat.
Outside of the eye, and I can celebrate wholeness with those who do step in.
And I will celebrate wholeness with those who do step in.
Under the eye, I'm so grateful to know that I can live in a place of wholeness.
I'm so grateful to know that I can live in a place of wholeness.
Okay, and stop tapping. Thank you, Angela. So no one will come. On a scale of 1 to 10, how scary is that?
0.5.
0.5. Oh, sweet. Oh.
Thank you, Laura.
That's beautiful work. Good for you for going there. You know, I do want to say something about filling a retreat. A lot of people are surprised with the numbers of how many people you actually have to reach out to in order to fill your retreat.
I'm sure the percentage is quite low, yes. Like the
people,
number.
People think if they reach out to 100 people, why aren't 30 coming? You know, if you would like 30, you may need to reach out to thousands.
Okay.
So
that's helpful, too.
Yeah, I mean, how are you reaching out?
We're changing. I do that at a retreat, and they are going to step in and do marketing as well. It's on an island in Canada, so they are going
Beautiful.
To market through the entire island as
Beautiful.
Well. So
okay.
The marketing is changing this year, and I feel a shift coming, and I didn't want to be limited by previous retreats.
Sure.
And first of all, thanks for the tapping, and I'm sorry it didn't work out for the inversion.
It's totally fine. Yeah, you never know until we really get into it what it's going to be. It's totally fine. So really pay attention once we get to the unit on Lakshmi on all the different kinds of marketing and see if you can let yourself think outside the box on this and maybe try some new forms of marketing with your, you know, coming from your place of wholeness and love. And let yourself open to something new, because it, part of it could be simply that if you're standing in the energy of the fear of I'm not loved, then it makes it much harder to put that resonant vibration into every single marketing piece. If it's talking to people, if it's networking, if it's giving a talk to invite people, if it's giving a teleseminar to invite people, if it's sending an email, the vibration that you're living in will infuse the pieces. That's one piece. But the other thing is there may not be enough outreach, and that is so common for yoga teachers is not to do enough marketing.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it could be both.
Great. Thank you.
You're so welcome. So stay tuned and see if some new inspired ideas come to you.
Okay.
Great. Okay. So... I'm just going to go over to the webcast. We're just about time. We're just about out of time for today. I'm refreshing and seeing if there were any comments online. No? Great. Okay. So we didn't get to a mental inversion actually today, but I think this was really, really good because we got to see three different tapping examples. And I think you could see how important it is to really go into the emotional content, because what's the block, there's a thought, but generally it's not until you get to the emotional content related to the thought that you're able to release it. So it's really important to combine the thought and the emotion. And often there's a whole group of thoughts around an emotion. And we want to get to the core of that in order to release it. So I'm going to look here at the list of limiting beliefs that were on page, backing up, page 5. We had, let's see, I think the one around the fear of writing is about a fear of creativity, fear around self-worth. We hit on that today, fear around marketing, and... fear around passion. We worked on that a little bit with Julie. It's not okay to say what I really believe, or maybe everybody won't agree with me. So, okay. What I'd like you to do now is to take some time over this next week to really go into the two guidebooks that you've received, folks. There's so much material in those guidebooks. They're so rich. And there's some stuff that we haven't even covered on the training call yet, okay? So go into that and start posting on the Ning site. Some of you have been sending me messages. I really encourage you to post on the website what you've gotten out of this, because post your fears and your limiting beliefs. Post the reframes you come to when you do the tapping. Your success in breaking through a fear or a doubt will help one of your sisters, okay? So even if it feels like a tiny success, or even if for you just naming one of your fears and doubts and putting that on the website is big, go for it. It's okay. It doesn't have to be perfect. And remember that great posting karma is to respond to two other people for each post that you put. And then here under questions for mentoring session one, I'm just going to highlight for you that Mary Bouse posted her bio. Do go there and reply to that. In fact, I may start a special thread for each of you to post your bio as you work on it and give each other feedback on your bio. So take some time over the next week to really do the exercises that are in the two guidebooks and post on your ahas on the forum. So if you go to the forum, it says, all discussions. There are tapping requests or questions for group mentoring call. If you want to reply to what you heard today from Angela or Dia or Julie, I think it was Julie, do I have the right? Yeah, Julie Norman. Go there and tell them what you got out of their tapping, because there was so much richness in those three examples today. Oh, Liz has posted a place for people to put your bios. Great. Post your bio there and give feedback on two other people's bios. Continue to respond to each other's introductions. There's the Radiant Yoga Teacher Retreat, questions and logistics. Carrie Krieg, our wonderful local ambassador, has put her name up there, and she'd be happy to answer any of your questions. Carrie, I'd love to see you participating in our forum, too. We are looking forward to including you in our retreat, and help yourself to introducing yourself or sharing what you're getting out of the guidebooks. And then we will not have a training call this Thursday. Use that time to catch up, do the work, and post what you're learning on the online forum. And then next Monday, same time at 11, we will have the techie questions. Okay, so we'll have a discussion with me and Liz about all sorts of simple answers for all your techie questions. You can post your questions on the forum. You can also come on live with us. And do sign up for the retreat. We'll get another email out to you reminding you. Remember, I'm going to send that to my whole list on Thursday. If you cannot come, which I would love to have you there and help you each individually, get empowered, get totally into your passion, have breakthroughs. If you're a new teacher, step into the passion of your teaching. If you're an experienced teacher and you're ready to expand and grow, we're going to help you do that. Very clear steps. So sign up for the retreat. It's a $97 no-show deposit. And look forward to seeing you all there. Hi, I'm just going to take a breath here. I see many of you you're all still with me on the phone. I'm sending you my love. And I'm just grounding into the power of our three tapping sessions today. And I'm knowing that each one of you who's been listening has gained so much as well from hearing these three brave women share what's been holding them back. And I want to just send my prayers for each of them and my prayers for each of you listening to this live and listening to the recording. May Goddess Kali help us cut off the ego, small ego, so we can truly know our bliss, live our bliss, be freed from anything small, all small thoughts, and be free to live our passion, have our love, step into that wholeness, step into all we have to share, step into all we want to give to others, the power of our unique message, get it out there to the people we're meant to serve, not worry about the ones we're not meant to serve, let it go, we cannot serve everyone. Serve the ones, the women and the men we're meant to serve with all of our heart, with all of our love. Om Klim Kaye Namaha. I'm going to chant this three times. I invite you all to chant with me as we say goodbye. Om Klim Kali Kaye Namaha. And another breath. Om Klim Kali Kaye Namaha. One more breath. Om Klim Kali Kaye Namaha. So much love to all of you. Blessings. Goodbye.